Radovan Karadzic is expected to be transferred to The Hague next week. The former Bosnian Serb leader will be tried for war crimes, including genocide, for his role in the war in Yugoslavia. When his arrest was announced on Monday, there was a burst of celebration in the streets of Sarajevo. The city suffered a brutal siege by militias loyal to Karadzic. NPR's Silvio Poggioli traveled to Sarajevo and sent this report on reaction there.
Three women welcome us into their office. The walls are covered with snapshots of men and young boys, as well as many photographs of skulls and bones scattered on the ground. This is the headquarters of the group known as the Mothers of Srebrenica. They created it to track down and identify the remains of their loved ones slaughtered in July 1995 by Bosnian Serb forces under the orders of Radovan Karadzic and military commander Ratko Mladic. They say that of an estimated 8,000 killed, forensic experts have so far identified the remains of only 3,500. 52-year-old Sabaha Fej has still not found the remains of her husband and son. Karadzic's capture has not lessened her pain.
Concerning the arrest itself, I'm more indifferent than happy, I would say. It's been such a long time since all of the atrocities have been committed, and such a long time since he has been free. It's been 13 years, and in this period he was able to enjoy all of the benefits of this world can offer. They should have arrested him at least 10 years ago.
Zumra Shehomerovic was barely more fortunate. Her husband's remains were identified only a few months ago. It was difficult, she says, because Karadzic's men threw the bodies into mass graves, then dug them up and scattered the bones in different places in an effort to cover up the massacre.
While they were alive, they have been mistreated in unimaginable ways. Their hands were bound with wire. They were blindfolded. They were sexually abused. They were beaten. After all of these inhuman acts had been carried out on them, and when they were finally killed, they were still not left alone. They were still harassed by their murderers.
We all know it's too late, and we hope it won't be too little.
Mirza Hajric is the former advisor to the late Bosnian president Alija Izetbegovic. He worries that once on trial in The Hague, Radovan Karadzic will use it as a platform for Serbian nationalism, emulating his one-time mentor Slobodan Milosevic, who died in detention without being convicted.
And it'll be more of a mockery of justice.
Hajric says that in order to regain the confidence of a skeptical public opinion, the war crimes tribunal must set tight restrictions on defendants acting as their own lawyers, and perhaps focus on only some of the charges in the indictment in order to speed up the proceedings, as was done in the case of Saddam Hussein. 3 days after the arrest, most young people in Sarajevo seem more concerned with the problems of their daily lives. The jobless rate is 40%, and polls show 65% of young people want to leave the country. 30-year-old Suad Slipicevic is luckier and wants to stay. He works as a tax consultant and, occasionally, as an interpreter. He hopes Karadzic's arrest will open up young Serbs' eyes.
Had he not been arrested, I think that he most definitely would remain a hero forever and would become this mythical figure for the Serbian youth.
Jakub Finci is also hopeful. He's a Sarajevo institution. During the war, as a leader of the Jewish community, his humanitarian organization assisted all of Bosnia's ethnic groups without distinction. And he has played key roles in post-war Bosnia. Finci hopes that Karadzic's arrest and trial will finally revive his proposal for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, so far rejected by Bosnian politicians.
This mistrust between the political leadership stop the whole process, because name Truth and Reconciliation means that each truth will lead us towards reconciliation. Sometimes truth is very painful, but without truth, even justice cannot be made.
Today's Bosnia is the creation of international mediators. Its anthem still has no lyrics. No one can agree on them. Finci believes that it's only through truth and reconciliation that this ethnically divided country can be finally reunited. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Sarajevo.